supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By the name of our Lord, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about our relation with the Holy Quran. You are with us on Tuesday, 5th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the light of chapter Al-Hashr, verse 21.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people, that perhaps they will give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is question, reflecting all Quranic verses, reveals that the Quran is so penetrating that had it been sent down on mountains, they would have trembled. However, it is a source of surprise that man is so stone-hearted that he hears it but is not affected by it. Many a Quran exegete have taken the blessed verse as a simile, maintaining that despite all their firmness, had mountains had intellect and perfection, they would have trembled and rent asunder upon hearing Quranic verses, but some hard-hearted people hear them without being affected in the least.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
During this week we look at our relationship with the Holy Quran. It is made clear that Allah has taught the Quran to us. In the Holy Quran you can find this concept in chapter 55, verse 2, so that we can know what is the truth and reality of life and the world. Furthermore, we are informed by Allah through the Quran that Allah, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, who sustains the entire order of the universe, has revealed the Quran to you for the benefit of us through the Holy Prophet Muhammad, setting forth the truth. This is in chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. It means it reveals what is the truth of life and shows what is the reality of life. The Quran is the clearest book on the issue of the truth and reality of life and the world. These are the verses of the clear book, chapter 26, verse 2. It is also claimed in the Quran that it is a revelation from the Most Mighty, the Most Compassionate, 36, verse 5. The question here is, should we ignore the Quran on the basis of hear and say, or do we need to study it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about our relationship with the Holy Quran. What is our relationship with the Quran? How much time do we spend reading, learning, propagating and understanding the message of our Creator? We can develop a stronger bond with the Holy Quran by reciting it, listening to it, understanding it, interacting with it, submitting to it, memorizing parts of it, seeking therapy from it, and many, many other ways that we can think and talk about. But how can we make this bond stronger by reciting it? Verily, the one who recites the Quran beautifully, fluently, and precisely, he will be in the company of the noble and obedient angels. And for the one who recites with difficulty, stammering or stumbling through its verses, he might have twice that reward. How often do we recite the Holy Quran? This is a big question that we need to ask from ourselves. By listening to the Holy Quran, so when the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent that you may receive mercy. This is chapter 7, verse 204. Listening to the noble Quran attracts the mercy of Allah and brings contentment of the heart. Listening to its recitation is the perfume of the soul, the calmer of the heart, and the food of the spirit. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
We have a list that it shows the ways to reignite our relationship with the Holy Quran. Today we reach to this one. Don't forget about quality over quantity. Can you, in all honesty, say to yourself that you daily spend at least 5 minutes on learning the meaning and explanation or tafsir of an ayah in the Quran? Many Muslims don't even know the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. If the people knew the sweetness and the benefits in pondering over the Quran when reading it, they would have kept themselves busy with nothing else but reading Quran. For reading and pondering over one verse is better than a khatm or completion of the whole Quran without contemplation nor understanding. It is also more beneficial to the heart, attains iman, and makes one taste the sweetness of the Quran. Ask Allah, the capable, for the will to study and reflect on the meanings of the ayahs, and then for the tawfiq, or ability, to truly experience the sweetness of His book and have this transform your worship, your character, and your relationships, inshallah.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
Now, for ending, what is the best thing than Quranic qualities in Imam al-Hussein's character? The newness and freshness of Holy Quran is perpetual, due to which its reciter never tires of its recitation. So is the remembrance of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, the narrations of the events of Karbala and the oppression heaved on him and his progeny neither tires the narrator nor the listener. Reciting, looking, and listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran are acts of devotion. So is the recitation of elegies on Imam al-Husayn. Participating in majalis or gatherings, mournings, trying to mourn, making people weep over his sacrifices, are all acts of worship and entitled for divine rewards.
Recite the Holy Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, in your daily salahs. Not just the short chapters. Slowly progress to the longer chapters. Do you know the reward of reciting the Quran while you're standing in salah? In a beautiful hadith, Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. You know what he states? Listen to this. This is fascinating. The Imam says, when you stand in your salah, and you are reciting the words of your Creator, for every letter that you utter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 100 good deeds. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How many letters is that? In Arabic, that's 19 letters. You say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with khushu' in your salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you how many good deeds? Times that by 100. 1,900 hasana just for saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in your salah. This is hadith from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the Holy Quran. Stand on your feet at night and recite the Quran. Many brothers and sisters, they ask me, Sayyid, can you give us some tips to recite the Holy Quran with reflection? There are many tips. But one powerful tip is at night when everyone's asleep, when it's calm. It's now just you and your Lord. Stand on your feet. Close your eyes and picture it's the day of judgment. Ya Allah, I'm standing before you. It's the day of judgment. Then 3-4 verses from the Quran. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Read the Quran thinking it's the day of judgment. Standing on your feet. This will transform your heart. You will see how the Holy Quran will enter your heart if you recite it while standing.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitan.
Food for thought. Hello everyone, and here is a wise statement to contemplate upon from Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, prior to his martyrdom, whilst addressing people of feeble faith who go back on their words. You are missing your chances and losing your lot. The one who breaks his oath breaks it at his own peril. Allah will certainly compensate me if you leave me. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about criticizing the world without knowledge. In this connection, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not insult the world, for it is the best mount for the believer." It is the best mount for the believer towards the Akhirat, because by means of it he attains good, and through it he is saved from evil. If a servant of Allah says, "May Allah curse the world itself replies, "May Allah curse the most disobedient one towards his Lord from amongst us." Because the gist of the hadith is that it's true that this world has been reprimanded in the hadith and in the Quran as well. But the word dunya or the world can be taken in two senses. One is anything that brings a person away from God. And the second sense is, the physical universe, the corporeal universe, the material world that we are in currently. It is in the first sense that the world has been reprimanded in the Hadith and in the Quran. But the second, in the second sense, no, in the second sense, this material world that we are in, and this is in and of itself, it's neither good nor bad. If we use it to cultivate our hereafter, you know, it's something good. Otherwise, if we use it, you know, to distance ourselves from Allah and His good pleasure, then it can be something bad. So the physical world in and of itself, it's not something bad. It is a sign of Allah. It's an ayah. It's a sign of Allah from amongst the signs of Allah. And if we use that sign, that ayah, in order to recognize the dhil ayah, or the thing it is a sign for, meaning God and its creator, then, you know, it's something beautiful, it's something good. It's probably because of this that in a similar hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: O you who insult the world, you have been deceived by its deceit and cheated by its falsities. Do you covet the world and then insult it? Should you accuse it, or should it accuse you? When did it bewilder it or deceive you? Verily, the world is an abode of truth for he who is truthful to it, an abode of well-being for he who understands it, and an abode of riches for he who collects provision from it for the next world. Right, so the world is, you know, a place where we can cultivate our hereafter, and there's no reason for us to, reprimand it or scold it or curse it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at reprimanding the world in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are
That's
you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll again work on practical tajweed rules, okay? On Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. So today, the verses that we will talk about will be verse number 104 and 105. in Surah Ali Imran, page 63. So, brothers and sisters, please open up the Quran and turn to page 63, ayah 104 and 105. Let's everybody listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Nice recitation, Alhamdulillah. So we will have a quick and a short explanation, then we'll move on to the main part of our class, the Tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
So أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 104, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. Next ayah, ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ
عَظِيمٌ.
أَحْسَنْتُمْ. So, what does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. There has to be a nation among you. Okay, a nation or a group of people among you. Who, what should they do? يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Summoning to the good. Inviting people to the good. Alright?
Yes.
وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And bidding what is right. Commanding people, inviting people to do good things. أَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Right?
Yes.
وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbidding what is wrong. Right? And preventing or stopping people from doing bad things. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلُحُونَ. It is they who are the felicitous, okay? The people who are prosperous. The happy people. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ. And then Allah says, Allah Almighty says, do not be like those who became divided. كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Became divided or divided into different groups, sects, okay? وَاخْتَلَفُوا and differed after manifest signs مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Okay? It means keep yourself unified, united. Yes? To not be like those who are ununited. Because disunity, okay, just brings what? Brings what? Misery. Brings problems, troubles to the society, to the community. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For such, there will be a great punishment. For such people, okay? Which type of people? Those who do not care about unity, right? So the punishment, of course, they will see the results in this world as well. Yeah, they will be having a lot of troubles, a lot of problems, war between the nations, yes? Different groups of people, if they don't care about each other, they don't respect each other. So, yeah, a lot of problems will be there in the community. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. So that's all. I want you, inshallah, to refer to the Tafasir books for more, because there are a lot of things to learn. Now we'll mention some important Tajweed rules, and Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir will practice, inshallah. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ Without tajweed, I'm reading. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Let's mention the important tajweed rules. وَلْتَكُنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ And, you know, if we have a nun sakin or a tanween, we better pay attention to
the rules.
The rules, okay? We have to apply the rules. Now, nun sakin, if we have, after nun sakin, the next thing we do is that you have to look for the next letter after the nun sakin or the tanween, right?
Yes.
And whenever you find it, whenever you found the letter after it, match it with one of those four rules that you had. Yes, four rules. Whether it will be ikhfa, idgham, ighlab, or
idhar.
So now, wal takun nun sakin plus mim.
Idgham.
Right? Idgham for sure. Idgham. So you merge them. Wal takun. Yes, you merge nun to mim with mim, and yeah, prolong it for two beats.
Yes.
Also a nasal sound. Ghunna. وَلْتَكُمْ Next one. مِنْكُمْ Again, مِنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ Plus كَاف
إِخْفَاء
Now, yeah, كَاف matches the rest of the letters, the group of the rest of the letters.
Yes.
So إِخْفَاء You better... What do you
Hide
do?
The sound.
Hide the sound of نُنْ مِنْكُمْ So, repeat after me. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
أحسنتم One is idgham, the other one is ikhfa hiding Now, أُمَّةٌ Again, tanween After tanween, what is the next letter?
Yeah.
So it matches
Idgham
يَرْمَلُون letters With nasal sound also خُنَّة So let's merge them أُمَّةُوِي تُوِي Right? Yeah. And also the meme itself has a تشديد So A ghunna sound, yes?
Yes.
Ummatui. Read it.
Ummatui.
Ahsantum. Now, yad'una. Whenever the dal is sakin, there is a rule applied.
Qalqala.
Qalqala. And four more letters. Ta, ba, jim, and
dal.
Qaf.
Dal is
here. So you echo the sound. Read them with an echoing sound, yes? How do you read it, Hussein?
Ummatui. Ummatui yad'oon.
Ahsan. Yad'oon. Ila al-khayri. Pay attention to the kha. Khayri. Wa ya'muruna bil-ma'rufi. The letter ayn. Wa yanhawna. Yanhawna nun sakin ha plus ha. It's idhar. Literally, you don't... You don't change anything, just read it, clearly read it, yes? يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Munkar, the same as the other one. مِنْكُمْ They're the same, إِخْفَى وَأُولَٰئِكَ The mad is wajib here. We have mentioned it many times.
Yes.
هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ حَى Pay attention. And وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا There is no special tajweed rule, only the letter ra, qaf, and thal, pronounce them correctly. وَاخْتَلَفُوا خَا مِنْ بَعْدِ نُن ساكين plus ba.
إقلاب.
Ba matches إقلاب, yes. So you better what?
Change.
Change what to what?
Nun sound to meme.
To half meme sound, meme. But is it a complete meme sound?
No, half.
Hidden meme sound, yes?
Half,
Hide
yes.
the meme.
Hidden, half.
Yeah. Meme, instead of saying meme, the letter meme. Say meme, halfly. Yes? Meme ba'adi, right?
Yes.
Meme ba'adi, that's it. Ma ja'a mad wajib. Ahumul bayinat. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. There is no rule. Yes, عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So, clearly no say it. Okay, that's it. Now, we mentioned the important tajweed rules. Let me recite. Make sure you repeat after me, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Brothers and sisters, please recite, inshallah, after us. Practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
أحسنت. منكر. وأولئك هم المفلحون.
وأولئك هم المفلحون.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات.
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. That's it. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So, Alhamdulillah, we finished this session. Make sure, inshallah, you practice well. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, Networks and Brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه
السلام زيارتان مني ونيابتان عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of the Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and ennobled me and honored me through you, أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. When we say وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ, and honored me through you, it is correct to understand it in the ontological sense. I mean, in simple words, whatever benefit we receive, whether material or spiritual, is through the Muhammadan light, as we have in our traditions. It is a Nur al-Muhammadi, with which we receive all kinds of benefits, both material and spiritual. It is from this Muhammadan light where the lights of the infallible Ahlul Bayt unite. So, if we have any kind of greatness, if we have any kind of karama, it is bika, it is through you, O Hussein. وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِك, honored me through you, Hussein. The preposition ba here, therefore, is taken to be causative. So, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِك means he gave me honor, and he actually honored me because of you, by you, through you. So, it is the kind of ba السَّبَبِيَّة that we mean actually in this sense.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts, No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, regarding this part, wa akramani bik, we can refer to one beautiful tradition from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This Imam is reported to have said, فَنَحْنُ أَوَّلُ خَلْقٍ ابْتَدَأَ اللَّهِ. We are the first creation that Allah began with. وَأَوَّلُ خَلْقٍ عَبَدَ اللَّهِ. We are the first creation that worshipped Allah. وَسَبَّحَهُ. We are the first creation that glorified Him. وَنَحْنُ سَبَبُ خَلْقِ الْخَلْقِ. We are the cause of the creation of all creation. وَسَبَبُ تَسْبِيحِهِمْ وَعِبَادَتِهِمْ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْآدَمِيِّينَ. We are the cause of the angels and human beings' glorification and worship. فَبِنَا عُرِفَ اللَّهِ. Thus, through us Allah is known. وَبِنَا وَحِدَ اللَّهِ. And through us Allah honors whom He honors from among His entire creation. وَبِنَا أَكْرَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَكْرَمَ مِنْ جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ وَبِنَا أَثَابَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَثَابَ وَعَاقَبَ مَنْ عَاقَبَ. And through us Allah rewards whosoever He rewards and punishes whosoever He punishes. It is in one of the traditions that is reported by Khaythama al-Ju'fi, and he reports that he heard Imam Baqir alayhi salam saying, وَنَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بِنَا يُنزِلُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الرَّحْمَةِ. We are those by means of which Allah brings down mercy. وَبِنَا يُسْقَوْنَ الْغَيْثِ. By us they are quenched with rain. And by this phrase, وَبِنَا يُسْقَوْنَ الْغَيْثِ, it is meant the creation. So Imam alayhi salam is actually saying, وَبِنَا يُسْقَوْنَ الْغَيْثِ, and by us, they, I mean the creation, are quenched with rain. وَنَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بِنَا يُصْرَفُ عَنْكُمُ الْعَذَابِ. And we are those by means of which divine punishment is averted from you. فَمَنْ عَرَفَنَا وَأَبْصَرَنَا وَعَرَفَ حَقَّنَا وَأَخَذَ بِأَمْرِنَا فَهُوَ مِنَّا وَإِلَيْنَا. Hence, whosoever comes to know us, has insight about us, and recognizes our right and carries out our command, that one is from us and moves toward us. This tradition, dear listeners, explicitly reveals the fundamental role of Ahlul Bayt in being the intermediaries of divine grace. So, in case of Ikram, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ, when we say, and honored me through you, to bestow honor or greatness, likewise, it is exactly done through them. In this sense, I assume it is correct to say, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ means, and he honored me through you because of this fact that all the infallible Imams, specifically Imam Hussein alayhi salam, are the intermediaries of the divine grace. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك
الإمام لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
As-salamu alayka ya Amin Allah fi ard.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام كل وعاء يضيق بما جعل فيه إلا وعاء العلم فإنه يتسع به.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "Every container gets narrower according to what is placed in it, except knowledge, which expands instead."
Welcome back,
back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. What a beautiful persona is the universal.